The Gulag Archipelago. The Gulag Archipelago, an experiment in literary investigation, is a non-fiction text written by the Russian writer and historian Alexander Solzhenitsyn. It covers life in what is known as the Gulag, the communist Soviet forced labor camp system, through a narrative constructed from various sources, including reports, interviews, diaries, legal documents, and Solzhenitsyn's own experience as a Gulag prisoner. In Russian, the term Gulag is an acronym for Main Directorate of Camps. I have with me Lee, and she is going to read a small excerpt from the book. So handing over the mic to her.
The interrogation. In order not to spoil all this beauty, a dirty runner, bespattered with blood, was rolled on top of the carpet when a prisoner was beaten. When Ryumin was doing the beating, he was assisted not by some ordinary guard, but by a colonel. "And so," said Ryumin politely, stroking his rubber truncheon, which was 4 centimeters thick, 1.5 inches. "You've survived trial by sleeplessness with honor." Alexander Dolgun had cleverly managed to last a month without sleep by sleeping while he was standing up. "So now we'll try the club. Prisoners can't take more than 2 or 3 sessions of this. Let down your trousers and lie down on the runner." The colonel sat down on the prisoner's back. Alexander Dolgun was going to count the blows. He didn't yet know about a blow from a rubber truncheon on the sciatic nerve when the buttocks have disappeared as a consequence of prolonged starvation. The effect is not felt in the place where the blow is delivered. It explodes inside the head. After the first blow, the victim was mad with pain and broke his nails on the carpet. Ryumin beat away, trying to hit accurately. The colonel pressed down on Alexander Dolgun's torso. This was just the right sort of work for 3 big shoulder broad stars assisting the all-powerful Ryumin. After the beating, the prisoner couldn't walk and, of course, was not carried. They just dragged him along the floor. What was left of his buttocks was soon so swollen that he could not button his trousers, and yet there were practically no scars. He was hit by a violent case of diarrhea, and sitting there on the latrine bucket in a solitary, Alexander Dolgun guffawed. He went through a second and a third session, and his skin cracked, and Ryumin went wild, started to beat him on the stomach, breaking through the intestinal wall and creating an enormous hernia through which Alexander Dolgun's intestines protruded. The prisoner was taken off to the Butrykin Hospital with a case of peritonitis, and for the first time, being their attempts to compel him to commit a foul deed were suspended. And that's how they can torture you too.